From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. Happy Friday the 14th, Melissa.
Yeah, happy Friday the 14th to you.
Oh, 13th. It's 13th. What on earth was I saying? I don't even know what day it is. But we're here. We're happy. Happy to be here, and let's continue on.
I'm just playing along. I thought you maybe had a joke to go along with
that. Shame on you. Well, we were invited by NBC to take a sneak peek at the network's new series, Kings. It opens with a two-hour premiere at 7 p.m. Sunday, March 15th. Melissa, I know you were looking forward to seeing it. Did it live up to your expectations?
No. In a word, no.
In one word, no. Okay, well, I'm going to ask you to expand on that.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it, give your opinion, too, before I dove in. But a two-word description that my friend Kristen told me was superficially grandiose when I was describing to her what I was trying to, the right way to put it into words. Mm-hmm. And that was perfect. So I had to say that it really, I think it gets an A for ambition, because it really, really is trying to be epic and great, but I just think it missed the mark.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's tell our listeners a little bit about it. NBC describes Kings as a contemporary retelling of the biblical David and Goliath story. It follows the adventures of David Shepherd, a young soldier who crosses enemy lines to save the life of another soldier. Wow, I'm really stumbling today.
It's Friday.
And this other soldier that David saves turns out to be the son of King Silas Benjamin. And Chris Egan, by the way, he starred in the movie Aragon. He plays David. Ian McShane from Deadwood plays King Silas. And Oklahoma native Wes Studi, who was born in No Fire, Oklahoma, which is located between Stillwell and Tahlequah, he plays General Linus Abner. So that's kind of what it's about. And my thoughts on it are the two-hour premiere was nothing like anything on TV right now, and that I enjoyed that. I like that. But I don't see how they can keep it up, you know, for a full season or beyond.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just, like I said, there just seemed there was too many lines that were made me almost start laughing. I watched the 2 hour premiere and I watched one more episode after that, really really trying to give it a chance, but there were just too many things that by that point that made me kind of start laughing.
Yeah, and you were telling me about some of them, weren't you?
Yes. Well, it was always like 20 minutes, you know, they'd say We have to kill him. Oh. You know, he's going to cause us trouble.
Yeah, David. And then,
yes, David, I'm sorry. And then 20 minutes later, we've got to keep him. He's too valuable. He's good for us. We can use him. And then 20 minutes later, we've got to kill him.
Yeah.
So that I was laughing. By the last time they said that, I was laughing.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, it's going to probably be like that all season long. They're going to like him, and then they're going to hate him, you know. So, well, like, King Silas, played by Ian McShane, he is the king of Gilboa, which has a flag bearing a butterfly symbol. And you'll understand why it's a butterfly symbol, you know, after watching the premiere episode. And the capital of Gilboa is Shiloh, a city unspoiled by time and litter. Did you think it looked like New York City?
Mm-hmm. It did. It did.
And Silas, the king of Gilboa, has to deal with the tensions in his capital and the neighboring nation of Gath. And but along comes David, and now, you know, Shiloh or Gilboa is looking at perhaps someone replacing King Silas as the king. I guess that's kind of what's going to be the story all along, don't you think?
Yeah, and I mean, and I think another problem I had with it was it had, you know, cliches, like the cliche oldest son of the king who's, you know, the kind of the no good, you know, not living up to what his dad wants him to be.
Yeah.
And you know, then of course David gets interested in the king's daughter, and I mean, there was a lot of kind of predictable stuff, I thought.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Well, I'll agree with that. I guess it kind of had a Tudors feel to it, you know, the Showtime series, The Tudors.
I haven't seen that one. Yeah, yeah, I haven't seen that.
But again, like I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it an 8 because it's not like anything currently on TV, and I think maybe that'll draw some viewers in and, you know, entertain them for a while. And what would you give it?
I would give it a 5, and that's probably a push.
But would you say that viewers should go ahead and invest 2 hours in the premiere? And
I think so. If you are interested in something that is a little bit different, and it really, like I said, gets an A for ambition. I mean, I give it a 10 for ambition because mm-hmm. it really is movie like and tries to be really, really epic. But just I don't think it makes it. But
yeah, well. Check it out. It's worth spending 2 hours for at least. And that's Sunday, March 15th on NBC, the premiere of Kings. And we'll call it a wrap for this week. We'll return next Friday to discuss another upcoming program. But feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime at your convenience.